Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 3 regarding Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Shears, S-C-H-E-E-R-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Shears as described in my report of 11-3-20. Apparently, she is now a 34-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8-7-19. At that time, she was crushed between a tractor and a trailer. Appeared she went to Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day. Appeared with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be, quote, chronic pain for the rest of life, period, end quote. She believes she injured her neck, comma, sternum, comma, ribs, comma, right arm, and right side of her face. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery in this matter, period. She's not receiving any supervised medical treatment at this time, but takes, quote, pain relievers like candy, period, end quote. In paragraph, I was in receipt of much of the documentation currently provided, period. In paragraph, amongst the new information, there is an orthopedic visit with Dr. Khatri, K-H-A-T-R-I, on 10-25-19, period. I was previously in receipt of his notes from 9-3-19 through 2-28-20. Period, the 10-25-19 visit confirmed her mechanism of injury, after which she had multiple rib fractures, comma, sternal fractures, comma, as well as atlantoaxial subluxation with neck pain. Period MRI showed interspinous ligament injury at the C1-2 level. Period she had been in a collar and her neck pain was improving. Period she did not have any radicular symptoms to the arm or weakness. Period. He performed an evaluation and noted the x-rays an MRI of the cervical spine that had already been performed, period. He wanted her to get out of her collar and start physical therapy for range of motion and stretching along with traction, period. On 12-5-19, she underwent an EMG to be inserted here, period. She followed up with Dr. Khatri again on 2-28-20 as already seen in my prior report, period. In any event, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention, period. It was unclear how much this would actually help her, period. He did not recommend this surgical procedure involving C1-2 posterior spinal fusion. Period. She was going to complete physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. On 12-23-19, she was seen by Dr. Schindelheim, S-C-H-I-N-D-E-L-H-E-I-M. Period. He is at the Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Traumatic Brain Injury Specialist. Period. He wrote, she was going to continue physical therapy for neck spasms, comma, consider trigger point injections, comma, and get counseling for generalized anxiety disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. Period. In paragraph, she was seen on 1-10-20 by spinal surgeon Dr. Cataldo. Period. A new CT of the cervical spine was done on 2-4-20, period. On the last visit of 3-15-22, he recommended a home exercise program. Pretty cleared up for light duty with the restrictions per her functional capacity evaluation, period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement on that visit. Period. New paragraph. on 2/24/20, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Rinnier, R-I-N-N-I-E-R. He gave diagnoses of post-traumatic headache, comma, PTSD, comma, post-traumatic cervicalgia, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, thoracic pain, comma, myofascial pain syndrome, comma, muscle spasm, comma, rib fracture, and sternal fracture, period. He referred her to a psychologist and recommended physical therapy, period. She was not to participate in any activity at work for 3 months, period. She followed up with Dr. Rainier through 5/18/20 via a telehealth visit, period. No medications were prescribed since she had enough of them, period. She was going to continue Flexeril 10 milligrams as needed it in the evening for muscle spasm and stiffness, as well as Mobix 7.5 milligrams twice per day as needed for inflammation, period. She was instructed to have close follow-ups with her primary care physician, period. New paragraph. An FCE was done on 5/12/20, period. It found Ms. Shears did not perform the FCE with maximum effort. Period. Nevertheless, she was deemed at a minimum to be able to work in the light-medium physical demand work category with occasional lifting and working up to 35 pounds. Period. 11/1/21, she had flexion extension x-rays to be inserted here. Period. 11/19/21, she had thoracic x-rays that showed mild degenerative disease. Period. Cervical x-rays were repeated on 11/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/19/21, she had an MRI of the cervical spine compared to an earlier MRI of 10/30/19 and a CAT scan of 2/4/20. Period. Insert those results here. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Lungs and torso, normal. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower, she remained in leggings, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Here, the rest of that section is normal. I'll go back to the hands, wrists, elbows. Tendons at the right medial condyle elicited both tenderness and tingling. Here, this was negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical, normal, thoracic. She was tender to palpation anteriorly about her sternum. Here, there was non-reproducible tenderness about the right parathoracic musculature in the absence of spasm. Here, she states that this area feels, quote, numb, period, end quote. She submits that lumbosacral. She changed position slowly, secondary to her morbidly obese body habitus. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Under general appearance, she stated, after the EMG, she began having tingling in her right elbow. Period. Now it goes down to her hand. Period. She also admitted to sustaining a right Achilles sprain in 2016. Period. Impressions. On 8/7/19, Ashley Shears was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she did have some follow-up and therapy. Period. EMG from 12/5/19 will be inserted here. Period. She did not perform with maximal effort on a functional capacity evaluation. Period. It deemed she was capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. She also returned to Dr. Cataldo through 3/15/22 period. Next paragraph. This case represents the same amount of permanent disability as noted in my prior report, but unfortunately Ms. Shears is morbidly obese and evidently remains quite sedentary, period. It would obviously behoove her to try to get more physically active, period. And